From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
GDP day today, what do you reckon?
Oh, big day, big day. First quarter GDP numbers, that's growth numbers. Out this morning, 10:45, Stats Department, set your alarm. Put down your chida, your beetroot or turmeric latte, Mike, and get in front of that screen, watch it. Look, there's still pretty pivotal numbers in terms of report card on the economy. Look, I know there's been a bit of debate recently about, you know, is there a more holistic way to measure the, you know, the economic health of an economy. But even if we do make some progress, I do have some sympathy for that. I think GDP is still going to be for quite some time the mainstream measure of and the preferred measure of growth. Now, we do have to recognize it's very much a backward-looking statistic. I mean, we're talking about what the economy did in, you know, January, February, and March of this year. So you can't do anything about it now. You can't influence it. But it is an important sort of starting point for a trend. So we must still give it a fair amount of attention.
Can I just say, sorry to interrupt, but can I just say that the importance, yes, it's backwards, but January, February, and March were really, in many respects, the opening months for a new government at a time when people were going, we're not happy, we're worried, and we were going, well, let's just see, today is the day we see.
Yeah, so I always refer to it as a bit of report card, you know. So when you trot into school at the end of the year and you get that report card, there's not a lot you can do about what they've done, right? But there is a lot what you can do about what's looking forward, and it affects confidence. You know that big thing we keep talking about. Look, expectations around 0.4, 0.5. RBNZ forecast was 0.7. So we're definitely the consensus expectations definitely below the Reserve Bank. What's caused the difference is going to be pretty key. You know, are they temporary, transitory factors, or is it actually a structural slowdown? And it then becomes, do we extrapolate that out over the rest of the year? Look, there might have been some weather-related issues in the first quarter. There was a bit of a fall in forestry activity. That volatile weather impacted agricultural production, probably a bit of a dip in construction activity. We saw softness in retail trade as well. But look, there's three things to think about at the end, Mike. What's the outcome? Is it in line with the expectations? What caused it? And what's the outlook? So those confidence surveys are giving us a bit of a cautionary read on the outlook, but then we had that performance of services and manufacturing data. They were a bit more positive. You've got to love data, Mike.
I love facts and figures and stats. Now, speaking of which, what is Westpac saying around confidence?
So we looked at this earlier in the week. We talked about the confidence with those BNZ Business New Zealand. We got more input to that yesterday. Westpac McDermott Miller Consumer Confidence for the June quarter fell 2.6%. So the actual number, 108.6, that's below the survey's long-run average, which is 111.4. Split that out. You got current conditions, had a small rise there, but here's the killer, Mike. Expected conditions dropped 4.6 points, well below the long-run average. So, look, these indices are still above 100, so optimists still outnumber pessimists, but there is some consistency in these confidence numbers. There is consistency. You can't ignore it.
No, and we're not, and I'm not too. Now, poor old GE, eh? I mean, once they were compared to what they are today, they're two different things.
Bit of history here, Mike. Bit of history. So when we talk about the US share markets, we look at the S&P 500, which unsurprisingly looks at 500 companies. We also look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now, there's only 30 companies in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's been around for 122 years, has that average. GE has been there from the beginning, but no more. It's gone. It's over. It's been replaced by Walgreens Boots Alliance, which was the Boots Walgreens merger, created the WBA company. But yeah, a moment in history, Mike. 120 something years it's been in it, and it's not anymore.
All right, mate, what are the numbers?
It's gone. 24,708 on the Dow Jones, and I'm not sure when GE actually drops out. Up 8, so not much change there. S&P 500, 2772, they're up 10. The Nasdaq having a slightly better day, it's up 1%, 7799. The FTSE 100, 7627, up 24. The Nikkei bouncing back, 22555, up 1.2%. Shanghai Composite, 2915, up small. ASX 200, the Aussies are up 70 points yesterday, closing at 6172. And the NZX 50 gained 43, roughly 0.5%, 8905. On the currencies, we're a little bit lower this morning against the US, 0.6874, 0.9314 against the Aussie, 0.5931 euro, 0.5212 pounds, 75.76 yen. Gold lower, $1,271.05. Brent crude, just before OPEC, $74.80.
Beautiful work. We'll see you Friday. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, him and the team, the expertise at jmiwealth.co.nz.